Maverick Helicopters is appealing the county's order to remove the structures erected without approval at Kauai's Port Allen Airport. The company declined to comment on whether it plans to take down the structures, which include a bathroom, an office trailer, and two shipping containers. Traditional Hawaiian salt maker Malia Nobriga says she's happy Kauai County is enforcing the planning and zoning laws, but she wonders if anything will change. Nobriga says she's waiting to see if the county actually levies the fines. If not, she says she and her group of traditional salt makers, known as the Hui Hanapa'akai, plan to seek legal help.
We have been battling with the helicopter companies for, I can't even remember how many years it's been.
Ku'ule Aloha Santos is a third-generation salt maker at Hanapepe. Nearly two dozen families practice in salt patches about a quarter mile from the airport. The Hanapepe salt ponds are one of the very few remaining areas where traditional salt farming is practiced in Hawaii. Operations at Port Allen Airport began in 1929. There's been no comprehensive environmental assessment done to identify any impacts on the salt makers from airport activity.
When I was little, we had no fences around or nothing that needed to protect the area because there wasn't as much traffic or as much people or as much dust or as much helicopters. So all those kinds of things are affecting us.
Back in June, the Kauai Planning Commission approved the salt makers' request for a contested case hearing after more than 80 people testified against Maverick Helicopters' permit request. Nobriga says the Hanapepe salt makers' group is trying to do everything it can to avoid waiting another year to address these matters. No date has been set for the hearing, which could take up to a year to schedule. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.